And it's nice to have your company on a Wednesday morning. Sharon McMahon, a part of the team, Australia's hottest form female golfer at the moment. She's in rare air, and looking forward to chatting to Wade Ormsby, who is also in pretty hot form. It's part of a great start to the season, to the year, for Australian golfers across the globe. When Wade won about a month ago in the Asian Tour, we've won European Tour events, we've won US PGA Tour events, and I would think Wade would like to win another one with the New Zealand Open this week, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're going very well, thank you. Do you get a kick out of watching other Australians win around the globe like we've been able to do in the last month?
Yeah, of course you do. No, it's always good to see Aussies racking up the wins. I think it definitely inspired other guys to get going, and just everyone wants to be part of that group. So that's been a pretty red-hot 6 or 8 weeks for the Aussies around the world, so it's nice to be part of that.
We were talking last week, I think it might have been, to Lucas Herbert, I think it might have been about winning early and what it can do for you psychologically and the burden that it takes off you from a financial perspective to just give yourself a chance to relax and play on your terms a bit. Do you feel that too after your win?
Yeah, I think it's more the fact that it gives you job security and you can really plan your schedule and you can get that multi-year exemption, and that just allows you to really put everything together in like the way that you want as far as your team, as way as your schedule. And just kind of focus on building the best kind of season you can, and that can happen for 2 or 3 years. So it can be a perfect little springboard to get guys going. You know, I really felt that 2 years ago or 3 years ago when I won in Hong Kong, and this year has been a little bit different, but yeah, definitely opens a few more doors for you, and that's kind of what we're always trying to do, trying to push ourselves further and trying to get better and move yourself up the rankings.
And I guess, you know, I look back to the Australian PGA on the Gold Coast late last year, and it was a bit of a tough situation for you. You ended up finished tied for third, had a challenging end to that tournament. So I'm always interested in the mindset of things and how you then reset and come back so strongly at the start of this season.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. That was exactly the way it was for me there. I felt like I had more than a really good chance to win that golf tournament, and I just didn't hold the putts, and I knew the weak link, and it was between the ears. So as much as it was nice to see Adam win, I wish it was me standing there, and that hit me pretty hard, that one. You know, the week over Christmas, I was not a happy camper, so I did something about it. I went and saw a psychologist, and then I guess I really wanted to get back and play the Hong Kong Open. I really wanted, because I knew I was playing well, I just didn't have the tools in the toolbox to kind of finish a golf tournament. So I did that, and I guess the result showed pretty quickly. It doesn't always happen like that, but that was nice to see the result come instantly after that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're not alone with people playing sport at all different levels, that, you know, that mindset thing, being able to close something out, can be tough when you're inside your own head. What are some of the things that have helped you when you're working through things with that psyche?
Well, it's just, you would have heard all the cliches in sport now. It's so process-driven now, you know, and there's a lot of guys that can hit the golf ball. There's a lot of guys that can get themselves in the hunt, you know, but that last little bit trying to close out golf tournaments on that back nine, or even once you get into the hunt, even on a Friday night and you're going to round three, you know, there's a whole set of new pressures that come along with that, you know, whether it's just being in front of the camera or whether it's just kind of running all the different scenarios that are going to happen coming in from there. But you just got to stay in the present, do what you can do as good as you possibly can, and just stay in that space as well as you can. And it's all kind of cliche stuff, but that's exactly what we're trying to do out there. Not get, not overawed, it's not probably the right word, but it's just not getting out of that space and just kind of keep pumping out what you're good at. And I guess all these different psychologists or whatever, you know, they've got different ways and means to try to keep us in that, and to try and let our physical ability take over and achieve the best results we can from there.
It's fascinating listening to you, Wade, talk about it. So when you go and see someone like you did, because you've played golf now for a long time, is there anything you learn that's new and you go, wow, I hadn't thought of it like that? Or is it more reaffirming what you did know when you sit down and talk to them?
It's probably more of reorganising everything. It's kind of, well, when you've been out here for as long as I've been out here, it's stuff that you've heard before, but it's stuff you've just kind of subconsciously put on the back burner, and you just got to put it back in the front of your mind just so you can deal with these situations, but it's kind of stuff that I've heard before, but I just wasn't doing it. You know, my pre-shot routine was everywhere. I was doing so much over the ball. I wasn't getting a good idea of what I was doing before. So giving your head all these mixed messages in the last few seconds before you go to do it. And the faster our brains work, we just can't process that much information that quickly and get the outcome we need to try and beat the best guys in the world. So you need to kind of really slow that process down, so clear pictures of what you're trying to do, and then just go bang and execute that shot as good as you possibly can, whether it's a putter or a drive or anything. The system is exactly the same, and you just got to try to pump out that kind of process, just dumb it all down and just play as simple as you possibly can, and then give yourself clear pictures, and then you've got a chance to deliver the goods.
We're taking notes here. It's going to help with our own golf.
We're a shambles.
I'll be trying to do it today in about an hour.
So it's before we talk about the tournament you're playing this week, which is the New Zealand Open, which is a big event on the Australasian tour. By winning Hong Kong, now when you won it last time, it was a European tour event. It wasn't played because of a variety of different reasons. You now win it as part of the Asian tour. What are the benefits, apart from the check, what are the benefits for you long-term winning that event?
Yeah, good question. So basically, we have an order of merit that goes for the whole season, which is a money list effectively. And obviously, there's an Asian Tour money list. There's some fruits at the end of that, which is getting into World Golf events, which are very lucrative. There's four of them each year. So three of them I can gain automatic exemption into by placing in the top two on that order of merit. So that's a big enough carrot to try and chase. And then you've got majors on the back of that. I think the British Open is one that you definitely get for winning the order of merit. So that's first and foremost the things that you can kind of really try and chase, but you've got to play a minimum number of events on the Asian Tour in order to obtain those exemptions. So I just need to tick the relevant boxes, I guess, between now and then as far as playing the minimum number of events. So I'll play here, which is a co-sanctioned Asian Tour event. I'm going to play Malaysia next week and have a week off, then I'll play India. So they're all part of the Europe, the Asian schedule, and then it's fortunate there's events like India, which are co-sanctioned between Asia and Europe. So it's a little bit tricky to get your head around, but you've just got to make sure that you tick off the prerequisites in order to count on the respective money list, and you can make the most of those the fruits, I guess, at the end of it. So that's exactly what I'm trying to do now.
Aussie golfer Wayne Ormsby has joined us on The Breakfast Club on a Wednesday morning, getting ready for the New Zealand Open. It starts Thursday in New Zealand. It's an interesting tournament. It's not only a pro-am event, Wade, but also a multi-course event. You've got the Hills and Millbrook as the two courses over there for the New Zealand Open. We spoke to Cam Davis last week about the pro-am factor when he played at Pebble a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about how that influences and the length of rounds and how that can affect you as a golfer. How do you go with this format?
Yeah, we play the Dunhill Links, which is a very similar format over three courses. This is over two, so I'm used to it. It's a cool format, you know. We've got to be accepting of how they run all these tournaments and what makes it all tick, but it's an amazing place over here. We know how beautiful Queenstown is. I think I forgot how beautiful it is. I haven't been back here for probably 8 or 10 years, so the weather is magic over here. The course is in great nick. It's going to be nice. You know, you have your amateur partner for 2 days, and then I think there's a cut, and then it all changes a bit for the weekend. But, no, it's a great opportunity for the amateurs to see us up close doing what we do, and at the same time for us to meet a few interesting guys and enjoy the tournament in a little bit different light to what we normally do.
And how are you striking at the moment?
Yeah, it felt pretty good. I played the Hills yesterday, which is a beautiful golf course here. Felt pretty good. I've had 2 weeks off, worked pretty hard last week, so I'm just about 20 minutes away from going out and playing a practice round here at Millbrook. So we'll keep on the same thing, about to have a putt, and then we'll get stuck into it.
You've had some decent results here, haven't you? You haven't been back for a while. You've had some decent results in the New Zealand Open. Is it a course, we talk about this a bit, that suits your game?
Yeah, well, like the Hills yesterday, I think that's going to be really good for me. Millbrook, I haven't played here. I'm about to go and learn that place right now. So I feel like there's a bit of both out here for me. I'm not a long hitter. I'm definitely not a long hitter. I like to keep it straight and try and control it and try and putt the spots off it. So that's my type of game. So we're seeing that more and more in the game at the moment. There's kind of different courses that suit different guys. But I'll fight my hardest and try and get myself in there, use my experience and everything else to try and get the mix this week.
Do you actually stay at Millbrook? Because it has been voted the best golf resort in Australasia for the last 3 years.
Has it?
Yes.
It looks, I'm actually not staying here. I'm staying back in Queenstown, but the place is magic. Like, it looks like a garden everywhere you look. So if anyone is looking for golf holidays, and plenty, it's a great spot down here in these summer months. It's just amazing at the moment.
It is absolutely gorgeous in Queenstown. Do you get much of a chance to check out the wineries that are there or do anything else, or are you just head down and you're into the tournament?
No, you don't have a huge little time, but I had a pretty cool experience yesterday. I'll share with you the tournament helicoptered me over the back of the Remarkables, and I went for a ride in a World Rally hill climb car with Hayden Padden, a World Rally car driver, up a hill climb on dirt. So that was in the passenger seat, so the full bore in race format straight up the hill. So that was incredible. So hopefully you guys see that on the telecast coming up this week. But that's an experience I'll never forget. You know, he was an absolute gentleman, super humble, super down to earth guy. So it's amazing these little treats that we get around the world. But that will be one that I'll never forget being a motorsport fan.
Sounds like a nice week already in the New Zealand Open. Hopefully it becomes an even better one with a great performance across the first couple of days and then a strong weekend as well. Wade, we appreciate your time. We'll be certainly watching with great interest to see how you go this weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. All the best. Wade Ormsby, Aussie golfer, has had a great start to the year. He's getting ready for the 101st New Zealand Open this week at Millbrook and the Hills.
He's always good to chat to,
yeah,
Wade.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Great insights. So Zach Murray won it last year. A couple of years ago, or three or four years ago, Matt Griffin, one of our good friends, won it as well. So, yeah, we've had a fair bit of success in recent times in the New Zealand Open.
No, Ponting in the amateur field. S. Warne is there. A few names that you'd know in the amateur field, but no Ponting. He's been there before.
Yep. Yeah. Zach's going to join us tomorrow on the program as defending champion on the day we start. So that's good, as in the event starts.